The Indonesian Institute of Sciences wants to create a better future for the millions of disposable masks that the country runs through each day. A group there is working on using them to create plastic pellets, which can then be transformed into everything from clothing hangers to plastic buckets. The Straits Times quotes the team leader as saying after the masks are sterilized, they're fed into an extruder that separates the plastic and another machine that cuts it into small granules. He says those polypropylene plastic pellets become a raw material for other manufacturers, keeping the masks out of landfills, rivers, and the ocean. Others are also experimenting. RecyclingInternational.com reports a French startup company called Plaxtil disinfects disposable masks with ultraviolet rays and uses the extracted plastic in textile products. And just this week, the British store Wilko announced it's going to collect disposable face masks starting next month. It's working with several recycling companies which will break down the masks and use parts of them to create products from building materials to furniture. Back in Indonesia, the Environment and Forestry Ministry estimates medical waste, including disposable masks, has increased in the country between 30 and 50% since the pandemic began. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.